words are spirit and life. You alone have the words that give life, eternal life. First Sunday of Lent, Year A, Gospel of Jesus Christ according to St. Matthew. Chapter 4, verses 1 to 11. At that time Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. When he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread." But Jesus answered, "It is written, 'Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone.'" Quote. Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, 'You shall not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory and said to him, "All these I will give you, if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Be gone, Satan. For it is written, 'You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve.'" Single quote quote. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Gospel sharing by Father Joseph Vu Tai Hua. Living the Lenten season. With Ash Wednesday, we have officially entered the Lenten season to prepare for the celebration of Easter. The Lenten season lasts 40 days, corresponding to the 40 days of prayer and fasting of Jesus in the wilderness before he began his public ministry of preaching the gospel. Here, Jesus was tempted three times: to turn stones into bread, to perform extraordinary miracles, and to claim himself king of the world. These were precisely the things the Jewish people expected from the Messiah. For them, the Messiah was the one who would provide for their material needs, perform miracles, and led them to restore the kingdom of Israel. But Jesus, the Messiah of God, did not come to fulfill human expectations. He came to do the will of God the Father, which is to save humanity. In the wilderness, as well as on many other occasions recounted in the Gospels, Jesus resisted temptations. For example, after he performed the miracle of multiplying the loaves, the people wanted to make him king, but he withdrew alone to the mountain, John chapter 6 verse 15. The Pharisees wanted him to show them a sign from heaven, Matthew chapter 16 verse 1. But he did not satisfy their demands to prove that he was the one sent by God. He was tempted not to go to Jerusalem because he knew he would suffer greatly and be killed there. Peter even tried to prevent him from doing so and was rebuked by him, "Get behind me, Satan." Matthew chapter 16 verse 23. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus was also severely tempted. "Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me," Matthew chapter 26 verse 39. And on the cross he was mocked, "He saved others, he cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel, let him come down from the cross now, and we will believe in him." Quote. Matthew chapter 27 verse 42. Jesus was truly tempted, but he always remained faithful to God the Father and to the mission entrusted to him by his Father. Entering into Lent, the Word of God calls us to follow Jesus in resisting and overcoming these temptations. Firstly, the temptation of daily sustenance or material needs. People need to eat and have minimum material needs to live. That is legitimate. But we are often tempted to only focus on nourishing and satisfying the needs of the body. We are so preoccupied with work that we no longer care about nurturing our spiritual and mental lives. We no longer have time to read the Bible, pray, meditate on God's Word, or even attend Sunday Mass. In this Lent, we are invited to reflect on this verse from God's Word: "Man shall not live on bread alone." Secondly, the temptation of success. The desire for success in life is a natural desire that helps people and society develop. But we are often tempted to work only to seek success. Therefore, we want to succeed at any cost and by any means, even doing bad things like deceiving and trampling on others. And success becomes a tool for us to boast and satisfy our arrogant and competitive ego. On the first day of Lent, Jesus invites us, when doing good deeds, not to show off to others. Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites. God sees what is hidden. Matthew chapter 6, verses 1-6. Thirdly, the temptation of power or the ambition to dominate. Each of us, in our duties, has a responsibility and some kind of authority, even if it is humble. Power and responsibility are for serving and defending justice. But we are often tempted to confuse power with the ambition to dominate. If the leaders of nations all had the spirit of serving the people, the face of the world would be completely different. During this Lenten season, let us take time to reflect on our spirit, responsibility, and manner of service in our families, groups, and communities. The temptations that Jesus endured in the desert are also very common temptations for each of us. Temptations concerning material things, external success, and power. Jesus overcame all temptations through prayer and fasting. He also wants us to participate in his victory by following his path and imitating his example. Lent is an opportunity for each of us to rediscover the strength of our spiritual life when we know how to connect with God through a life of prayer, mastering our bodies through self-denial and fasting. May you, dear elders and brothers and sisters, have a blessed Lent and receive many graces from God. O Lord, your word is spirit and life. Only you have the words that give eternal life.